ever spent time singing as part of a choir?
We've come a long, long way together through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Must be crazy what I'm about to say.
Now that absolutely gorgeous sound is the Blood Donor Choir. A couple of years ago, Red Cross workers and parents came together and performed that as a thank you to James Harrison. He'd spent 60 years donating blood and saving a lot of lives along the way, and I absolutely love it. And look, obviously, not all choirs sound so polished, but when you're in them, they can spark the same level of joy. Now, With One Voice is a collective of choirs right around the country. They're networked by Creativity Australia. And I caught up with Christiana Withers, who's the conductor of the Ballarat With One Voice Choir, to find out a little bit more.
Well, our Ballarat With One Voice Choir is unlike any other choir, particularly any other I've ever been involved in. It's basically an inclusive choir, so it's a community choir. We're pretty much there for connection and just creating joy. And I've been a conductor where I've been very, organised and, making sure everyone's singing the right notes and everyone's in tune, and waving my hands at the front. But that's not what With One Voice is like. It's pretty much anyone's welcome to come. You don't have to be able to sing. There's no auditions. You don't have to be able to read music. And, yeah, that's what our With One Voice Ballarat Choir is.
Christiana, step me back a bit. Tell me about your background with music that found you as the conductor of With One Voice.
Well, look, I've been a musician probably forever. After school, I did a Bachelor of Music at the Queensland Conservatorium of Music, and I was a multi-instrumentalist. So I was able to have quite a few different auditions. However, I'd only had one singing lesson. I'd been a singer, but I'd only had one singing lesson. And so, of course, I didn't get in on singing, but I changed my majors at the end of my first year. So I graduated with a vocal degree. And from there, I ended up, I did my teaching degree quite a few years later when I was married and having children. So when I finally finished that, I was teaching music. I've been teaching music for many years. And I ended up, we moved to Ballarat, and I was looking for something. So instead of me always doing the conducting, because I was a choral conductor at Ballarat Grammar, and I just kind of felt like I needed something where I wasn't the one in front of the choir. So I joined the With One Voice, which began here in 2018. And then I was kind of there, and sometimes there, sometimes not. And then I was conducting, I was a choral director for the Lyric Theatre in Ballarat for a couple of shows. So I was often not able to go to choir. And then a couple of years ago, our current conductor wasn't able to, or had decided she didn't want to continue. And I just said, look, I'm happy to put my hand up. I'll just do the conducting until you find someone else.
How long ago was that that you said, I'll just do it for a little bit?
So 2 years ago. So I stepped in as a temporary conductor, but I've stayed, because I figured, well, I was still going to be going to choir. I may as well be going there and sharing my own joy and my abilities as a conductor. So, yeah.
Christiana, you're underselling your skills a little bit, because I did have a sticky beak into your background, and I know that when you say, I play a few instruments, you've done brass, you've done woodwind, you've done percussion, you do vocals. Like, you've got an astounding skill set. Do you enjoy the kind of semi-chaos, semi-joy of the choir you are conducting now?
I do. It took me a little while to realise, though, that I didn't have to that I wasn't having to, you know, be what I am normally in all my other orchestras, because, you know, you've got to be on time. And,
yeah.
Well, not on, as in, you know, you've got to make sure that you're playing everything exactly correctly. And while I still try and make sure my choir is doing that with one voice, there's more emphasis on actually just including everybody and having a really joyful time, because the people that come to my choir have often either been at work all week or not, and, you know, sitting at home and not having anyone. And then when they come together on Wednesday nights, they get to kind of just be with people and just have a great time, because music actually releases endorphins that, you know, that you can't get in many other legal ways. And so, but when we come together and we just sing and we have a good time, and at the end of the night we have a little bit of food to eat and a social chat, it's often the highlight of people's week.
I can only imagine. So give me an idea of who comes along to the choir. Is it a broad range of people?
Look, I've just been to the With One Voice conference in Melbourne and sharing with lots of other conductors, and we pretty much talked about that it's a really broad range. The average person, I guess, if you looked at all of the choirs together, the average person would be a woman in her, you know, early 60s. However, there's people younger, there's people older, there's men, there's women, there's all, you know, there's all sorts. It's pretty much anyone can come, no matter, you know, what age, what gender, anything. It's just really very inclusive.
You mentioned that, you know, when we sing, you know, we do get those physiological changes. You just do. It's like any activity, something changes inside you. I've spoken to a lot of people who've done pub choirs and everything in between. They say that when you're surrounded by other people, when you're singing together, it's even more so. It's even something a bit magical kind of goes through.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real joy to be able to be someone who can facilitate that. So, because, you know, I know when I was growing up, we used to sing at school, but that doesn't tend to happen so much now. And people aren't always being involved in church communities where we get to sing. So to have something like With One Voice, where people get the opportunity in a safe space to be able to just sing, it's like magic.
And look, and to be around people, to have friends, you know, it's a great way to discover a community you might not have known was even around the corner or in your town. I know there's, you know, the With One Voice group, they work in a lot of areas. Do you think 2025 is the year people should be thinking, hang on, maybe I need a choir in my life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, we've had a rough few years.
Yeah.
Especially in Victoria. And they're With One Voice choirs are in nearly every state and territory of Australia. But Victoria, of all of the states, like, we really needed this, especially after the last few years we've had. And I think that more and more people are finding it's difficult to connect. And you know, With One Voice choir is one of those ways where just once a week, you get the ability to come and just have a great time and connect with people that you may not meet anywhere else.
Christiana Withers, Ballarat is very lucky to have you, and your choir is very lucky to have you and your passion. Thanks for having a chat this morning.
Thanks, Nick.
Christiana is the conductor of Ballarat's With One Voice Choir. Sandy on the text line saying, I'm actually in two Bendigo choirs. I'm in Bendigo Chorale and St Paul's Cathedral. It's not only great music, it keeps the brains and the lungs working. It requires true teamwork, and it's very, very rare for choristers to be injured when they're performing, so they're not clogging up the health system. I mean, you've got to take your good news where you can get it, Sandy. 1-300-977-222 if you're going to call. Text on 0467 842 722. And if you are keen to find out more about choirs near you, withonevoice.org.au, we'll get you all the details.
Get some work wins and reach those souls